Number 24. Urban and community forestry is the art and science of managing trees and other natural areas in and around cities. When most people think of cities, they think of houses, stores, office buildings, and streets. However, trees and natural areas are very important to cities as well. In fact, they are necessary to the health of the people living there and to their quality of life. Therefore, some organizations and communities have begun to work together to plant trees in urban areas. There are a number of reasons for planting trees. Trees absorb carbon dioxide. The more trees are planted, the more carbon dioxide will be absorbed. This helps prevent the greenhouse effect and global warming. Trees also prevent or reduce the erosion of soil. When water flows downhill where there are no trees, the water carries away soil. However, if there are tree roots, this is prevented. Trees near buildings can make the buildings look more attractive and pleasant. But in addition to that, shade trees can help reduce the cost of air conditioning by 15% to 50%, because in the summer they make the building cooler. If trees block the wind, they can also make a building warmer in the winter. This can reduce heating costs by as much as 30%. Trees can provide wood, nuts, berries, and fruit. Trees also add beauty to an urban setting, making a city a more attractive, relaxing place to live. This is especially true in the fall, when the leaves of the trees turn brilliant colors. Finally, trees provide a place for animals such as birds and squirrels to live. So, what can you do? First, you should learn what you can do about trees, their benefits, and how to care for them. There are many resources on the internet. Second, you can look for organizations that are interested in planting trees in urban areas. This is not a new idea in Japan. Shinto shrines have tree planting ceremonies, and temples and shrines are often nature sanctuaries in the middle of cities. There are organizations in Japan interested in planting trees both in Japan and overseas. Third, make contact with other people to exchange information and learn more. On the internet, you can find web pages and discussion lists where people discuss issues related to urban and community forestry.